USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's the final day of questioning in the Senate impeachment trial for President Trump. Defending the president's refusal to cooperate with the House investigators, Deputy White House Counsel Pat Philbin.
The president is not the first innocent defendant who decided not to waive his right.
Lead prosecutor Adam Schiff.
What we have seen over the last couple of days is a descent into constitutional madness.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is still pushing to allow former security advisor John Bolton as a witness.
My gut tells me we're making progress, and I certainly am hopeful.
The World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus a global health emergency. Russia, Mongolia, and North Korea are all closing their borders with China to stop the spread of the virus that's killed at least 170 people and infected thousands more. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The U.S. economy's been growing, but not as quickly as in recent years. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The U.S. economy growing at 2.1% in the fourth quarter of 2019. The Commerce Department saying the economy grew at 2.3% through the entire year of 2019. That's the slowest pace in 3 years. It's down from a nearly 3% increase in 2018 and 2.4% growth in 2017.
The Trump administration has imposed sanctions against a Moscow-based private railway company and 7 Russian-backed officials in connection to the country's continued attempts to occupy the Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea. The Treasury Department issued the sanctions against Grand Service Express and its CEO, Alexander Ganov, after the company began a passenger service late last month between Russia and Crimea over the newly constructed Kerch Strait Bridge. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Russian airstrikes in residential areas of battle-scarred northwestern Syria killed nearly a dozen civilians late Wednesday after bombs destroyed a hospital. The Syria Civil Defense, also known as the White Helmets, said the attacks in Idlib's Araya district injured 50 others. The hospital is no longer operational following the strike, which Turkish officials say broke ceasefire rules that designate Idlib province a safe de-escalation zone. The White Helmet said 11 innocent civilians, including children, were retrieved from the rubble after midnight, and 50 people were rescued alive. Life expectancy in the U.S. is up for the first time in 4 years. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in its annual report saying that life expectancy has risen by 1 month over last year for two big reasons.
And that was primarily due to a decline in drug overdose deaths, declines in cancer deaths.
That's the CDC's Robert Anderson, the report reversing at least temporarily a recent trend that's shown Americans living shorter lives. These latest calculations mean on average an infant born this year can expect to live about 78 years and 8 months. The average for males, though, is 76 years, 2 months, and for women, it's 81 years and 1 month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.